Chapter 34. Beginning in Boston. The Star of Bethlehem is the Star of Boston. Mary Baker Eddy, 1882. Massachusetts Metaphysical College had appeared over the door of No. 8 Broad Street in Lynn early in 1881, but in the students' eyes it had its beginning in the new location in Boston. April of 1882 was devoted to finding this new location. During the search for suitable quarters, the Eddies stayed at the Parker House in Boston. One spring day, Mrs. Eddy received a most gratifying letter from a physician who worked for Associated Charities of Cincinnati, one Otto Anderson, M.D. He had written on April 22nd, telling of his introduction to Science and Health, and relating his experience with Christian Science. Having been together daily in the same office with your disciple, Mr. A.T. Buswell, for the past 4 months, I have learned to respect him professionally and love him individually. I am an old school practitioner, have served as surgeon in 2 European navies, and have practiced medicine for about 10 years in New York and Brooklyn, until my health compelled me to relinquish my profession. I became a victim of the morphine habit and had to take as high as 30 grains of the most diabolical drug that ever was manufactured daily. My physicians who treated me declared me consumptive and banished all hope of recovery. In the month of December last year, I made the acquaintance of Mr. Buswell and commenced assisting him in the discharge of his noble duties. He being a metaphysician and I allopathic, we naturally often discussed the matter. And as drugs did me no good, I stopped taking any whatever, save morphine, without which I thought it impossible to get along. I, to my great astonishment, commenced to gain in flesh and am by this time 20 pounds heavier in weight than I was on January 1st. Recuperating, my ambition and energy returned in proportion. I felt in my mind that I could stop my loathsome habit, and I performed the wonderful feat in a week without any discomfiture worth mentioning, the case standing alone in our medical records. I have administered 1/4 of a grain of morphine, hypodermically, to Mr. Buswell, without the slightest physiological effect, clearly proving the existence of metaphysical laws. Toward the end of April, Julia Bartlett had an interesting experience. One day, as I was returning from a call on a patient, I could not dismiss the thought that there was a need for me to see Mrs. Eddy. I told Mrs. Whiting, and she said, quote, "If I felt that way, I would go to her by all means," end quote. This I did, and when she opened the door to let me in, she said, quote, "You are just the one I want to see," end quote. This day marked the beginning of a new epoch for Julia Bartlett. Mrs. Eddy had just recorded, quote, "Took the lease of the house at 569 Columbus Avenue, April 25th, 1882. Rent, $83.33, end quote. This ample 4-story house was to be the location of the college. Julia Bartlett and Abby Whiting were 2 of the 4 students invited to reside at the college with the Eddies. Miss Bartlett wrote, It was in April 1882 that we entered the college. Mrs. Eddy's time was filled with the great work which lay before her in teaching, conducting Sunday services, Friday night meetings, writing, receiving callers, and many other duties connected with the cause. And Dr. Eddy was constantly of assistance to her. Aside from him, there were 4 students with her at the opening of the college: Mr. Hanover P. Smith, Mrs. Whiting, myself, and 1 other. There were so many pressing needs and so few to meet them that the moments were precious. There was work to be done at all hours. Letters of appreciation and reports of healing and progress were coming from all quarters. 1 morning's mail brought an interesting letter from an old friend, Mrs. Mary Godfrey of Chelsea. On the 9th of May, she had written, "I feel as if I owe you a debt which will never be paid when I look at my thimble finger of my right hand." She went on to say that perhaps she had made partial payment by sending her Asa Gilbert Eddy, quote, "for I don't believe you could have found a better one anywhere," end quote. Neither she nor Mrs. Eddy even dreamed of what another month would bring. Mid-May had not arrived before Mrs. Eddy was teaching a class. Julia Bartlett's narrative continues. Mrs. Eddy soon taught a primary class and invited Dr. Eddy and me to sit through this, the first primary class taught in college. She said there were questions in our thought which had to be answered. It was all a rich feast for us, for which we were most grateful. This first primary class in the new college location began on the 12th of May, little over a fortnight after leasing the building. But this first class was the last that would see the participation of Asa Gilbert Eddy.